Say it's the 19th of August, 1975. Paul Cummings talking to Terry Rathbone in his apartment in New York City. See, you were born, to start at the beginning, Germantown, Pennsylvania, right? Could you give me some background? I mean, size of the family, what life was like generally through primary school? Or
yeah. Well, I was born in Philadelphia, more or less by accident. That is in Germantown, where my father was in business for a year or so, having come from New York. And I was brought back to New York as an infant and grew up here. And I grew up in a place that was interesting enough to me at the time and has become more interesting in a sense since then, because it was Fort Washington Heights, where I first was conscious of city life, anyway. And there, as a child, on Sunday afternoons, I would be taken to George Gray Barnett's cloisters.
Right.
I suppose the first museum I ever entered. But I remember the atmosphere, even as a very small child, four years or five, something like that. My brother went to the Barnett School, which George Barnett established.
Right.
Washington Heights. And we went a little further afield as far as the old Billings Estate, which was an abandoned castle standing on the very site of the present-day cloisters, if I'm not mistaken. And that was a beautiful, great, open tract of land, just perfect for Sunday afternoon walks. And some of the earliest photographs in the family album are of family in that place. And then I remember terribly well going across the Hudson River on the Dyckman Street Ferry to Palisades Park. And spending Sundays there and Saturday afternoons paddling on the shores of the Hudson and so on. So I really grew up in the city where my father lived since he was 21. And then moved to New Rochelle when I was about 7 or 8, something like that. I forget exactly.
Now, what was your father doing? What was
my
he
father?
In?
Well, my father commenced his life as a photographer and writer. He was a very gifted photographer, especially of animals and of sporting subjects, and wrote for country life and outdoor life, field and stream, and that kind of thing, and also photographed animals on commission. He was really a very artistic man, and I think some of my own artistic inclination I inherit from him. In later years, he was with the Robert Graves Company, manufacturers of wallpaper, with offices on 33rd Street at Madison Avenue. And after that, with H. Jekyll and Son. You may remember that name. It's a rather famous furrier here in New York.
And that's right.
Yes, the head of the firm was an old friend, a shooting friend of my father's, actually. And I think he must have been with the firm for about 25 years. So that's what why I grew up in New York, in Westchester.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
One brother, one brother, 2 years older. But someone very close to me all my life was the late Donald Owenslager, who was my first cousin. And although he was 9 years older than I am, he was a great friend and a great influence and someone as close to me as anybody in my family, really. And as a young man,
where does he come into the picture? What age, roughly?
Well, he was born in 1902 and I in 1911, and from our earliest years, he grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And when I was a very small boy, one of my earliest recollections was going to the Owenslagers in Harrisburg for Christmas.
Oh, I see. Yes. So it started when you were a child.
Yes, yes. And the Owenslagers would come to New York and we would always see them then. And so he added a great deal to my life as I grew a little older and was in school. And he was already established here in New York, or beginning his career in New York. I would come to his apartment in Perry Street in Greenwich Village, which at that time was a very attractive bohemian part of New York. And he had two roommates. One was a fellow called Bud Reed, a classmate at Harvard, and the other was John Mason Brown.